Okay, great. Hello, everyone. This is Sherry Boone with Jamie Tenzer on October 13th, 2020, with Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged. Thank you for taking advantage of this learning opportunity and conversation. Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged is a place for PCC and MCC coaches to showcase their coaching. They come from a variety of backgrounds and styles to share their unique skills and gifts with all of us. In this format at Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged, we're looking to engage in a learning opportunity with colleagues who are exhibiting a wide range of coaching styles. When Jamie and I mentor coaches, we focus on specific goals for our mentees based on their focus for coaching. Here, we do something a little bit different. We're engaging in a reflective conversation with the coach in an effort to give the coach and our listeners the chance to share their own learnings. We will not be reviewing the coaching as we would in a mentor setting. So as you're listening to this session, the goal is not perfection. The goal is to learn something. As coaches, we know that we meet our clients where they are, and whatever happens, happens. And then we all get an opportunity to debrief and learn, thanks to our generous and open-hearted guest coaches. So we thank you all for being part of this forum for all of our professional development. Today, we're very honored to have as our guest coach, Patty Cotton. You can find Patty's complete bio and see her contact info at realcoachingsessionsunplugged.com. So here's the outline of our call for today. Patty will coach her client for about 25 minutes. Then we will interview Patty for about 10 minutes. And then we'll open it up so that you all can ask questions and talk with Patty. At 5 minutes before the hour, we'll make a couple of announcements and close the call. So everyone, we invite you now to sit back and listen in to this coaching session. Patty and your client, thank you so much for joining us today. And when you're ready, Patty, please begin your coaching.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Jamie. So this is Patty, and I'd like to invite my client, Dulce, to join me here. Dulce, are you present?
Yes.
So I want to thank you today for being here and being part of this community and helping me to share a little bit about how coaching works in my world. And I know that you and I've had a previous conversation about this and that you understand that there are other people listening in just to see how just to observe a little bit of my coaching style and to see how it works real time. And I just want to thank you for playing along with me on that. So thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
So Dulce, just to begin, I'd like to, as we come into the room together, I know we can't see each other today, but you and I know each other well. And so we have that advantage, and I'd like to invite you to share with me what you'd like to focus on today as we coach for the next few moments.
Well, when you asked me if I would be available, I couldn't think of anything that I needed, but as I reflected a little bit, I do have this thing going on in my head where I get a lot of random thoughts lately. And I call them random thoughts. And then as I thought more about it, maybe they're a little bit more of a linear thread, or they focus on something that I want to kind of talk about these random thoughts. And I want to bring some order to those random thoughts and do something about them.
Okay, so if I hear you, so you have lately had some random thoughts in your head, and you're wanting to sift through some of those and see if you can bring some sense or some order for yourself with those.
Yeah, pretty much.
Very good. All right. Share more. Tell me a little bit about these random thoughts.
Okay. Well, I'm not much of a worrier, as you know. And I'm the kind of person that likes to do, I'm more of an action-oriented person than somebody who sits in my head a lot. I do think a lot, and they're not shallow thoughts, but I resolve and move on typically. I'm 63 years old, and I'm nearing that wonderful, alleged wonderful retirement age. And so I've had, you know, I've had a wonderful life. I have a great job, and I find myself experiencing the recent death of my father, my mother's health really going down. She's 91 years old. And taking care of them and observing what happens as we reach a certain point in our lives and saying to myself, I don't want to go through that. I don't want to get there. You know, what can I do to avoid that? So those are the kind that I think that's kind of the trigger for my random thoughts. So, yeah, I think about things that I might do to make my life and the life of other people around me better. I think about the fact that I have what I consider to be a wonderful life. I've always had the benefit of having great friendships, great people in my life, great support. And I feel like I have done the same for others. But it hasn't been something that I think is intentional. I think it's just come, I don't know, it just comes to me. And one of the random thoughts that run in my head is, how can I make that be a little bit more intentional, be more of a giver, because I think I have a lot that I can give to others. And I don't mean just everybody. I mean, you know, the people that are in my life. And how can I make that more intentional? And how can I help them to be at a place where they are more at peace with themselves, with their lives? I don't know. I just have these thoughts. What can I do? What can I do to be more intentional about that?
Yeah. Yeah. So just bringing all those things forward, what I'm hearing is reflecting on your father's recent death and on your mother's ailing health. And do I hear a little bit of I'm hearing the word intentional for you. Is there some kind of a creative tension between, what's the tug between your father's death and your mother's ailing health and your desire to give and be more intentional going forward?
Well, I mean, I think as I watched, I'm just going to focus on my mom right now. As I watch what's going on with my mom, who has always been an amazing force of nature, now she's really at a place where she can't take care of herself. She can do some things, but not a lot. We're practically doing everything for her, but I'm watching her being very intentional about maintaining her relationships with her former students, with friends, trying to be very intentional about engaging with her mind, and doing things that are still worthwhile and making a difference for her and for others. And so I'm thinking, you know, I'd like to do that before I get to an age where I'm sitting in a chair and all I can do is, you know, little things. I'd like to start doing that now. Hmm. So that's kind of, you know, I think that's the connection.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not that I'm not doing it. I think I do, But I want, like I said, I just want to be more intentional about it, because I have a lot of things that I want to do, but I don't sit down and plan them out, or I don't, you know, I don't know. I'm just somebody who just gets up in the morning and I go with the day, and I deal with whatever comes in front of me. I'm not a planner, as you know. And, but I think in this particular, you know, at this particular time, that I want to try to do more of what I do and be more intentional about it.
So what's the most challenging thing for you in stepping into more intentionality?
My personality. That, and I, there's just so, you know, so many things I want to do. Every day, you know, there's something to do, something wonderful happening, something interesting to read, or you know, whatever. And so I get distracted, I think. And it's not a bad thing. I you know, I don't mind at all, because I, you know, I feel like I have a very blessed life. But I think, but that's my rumination in my head. You know, could I, or should I, or would I be even more joyous, or more at peace, or more feeling more freedom in my life if I did more of that, and if I was a little more intentional about, you know, what I am doing every day, and planning things out. For example, here, look, I'm rambling out loud with you. So I don't have a clue sometimes about what some of my really good friends are doing and how their lives are going, because I haven't necessarily made it a goal, or have any kind of plan to keep in touch with people. I do it, but it's just sort of a flow kind of a thing. And so there are people that you know, I've had good friendships with and close relationships with, that I, you know, I've kind of lost that kind of space with. And sometimes I hear about things, but it's only because they're in some kind of crisis, which, I'd like to be more than somebody who's in somebody's life because they're in a crisis.
Sure.
How's that?
Sure. So if you're willing, let's explore a little bit more deeply what you're bringing up some, what feels like some pretty important things to you. So I'm hearing intentionality. I'm hearing more of. I'm hearing priorities. Am I hearing priorities? What's behind? So intentionality with certain things going forward. A lot of creating your next chapter, if you will. Does that feel right?
Yeah, that would be part of creating my next chapter, although I don't want to, because I love my present chapter.
Expanding, perhaps building on your present chapter.
That's it. I want to expand and build on my present chapter. That's excellent. Yeah, I want more of that. I want to share more of my wonderfulness with more people, because I think they deserve it. How's that?
There you go. All right. Well, let's talk about, what does that look like to share your wonderfulness?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I said that. Well, of course I can, and you know I can. You know you believe that. Instead of spending, like for example, yesterday, I teach at night, and so I had some time in the day. And what I did yesterday was, I talked to a couple of people. I worked on my yard. I started planning to plant some, you know, went out there and put plants for where I would plant some vegetable gardening. And I, you know, just did stuff like that around my house, which is wonderful. But maybe I could invite people to come and we could plant a garden together, and maybe have them come and enjoy the vegetables that they help plant. So, for example, on a Friday afternoon, I have, you know, some friends that usually get off work on Friday afternoons, and I could have them come over on a Friday afternoon, and we could have like a little, you know, party or something, food, and then plant some vegetables and stuff as part of the afternoon. And then they could continue to come if they wanted to. And when the, you know, when the cabbage is ready or whatever, they could take it home. I don't know, stuff like that. Which I don't plan, but see, now I'm random thoughts that I don't follow through with. That's it. Okay.
Okay. That's what it looks like. So what's the hardest thing about those random thoughts and not following through for you? What's the hardest thing about that?
Action. I get distracted by so many things that are going on. Even though yesterday, like I said, there wasn't that much going on. All I did is I went out in the backyard. I did go visit my mom, but and I did those things. But I could have spent some of that time, you know, thinking about how do I maximize this opportunity? How do I maximize this wonderful backyard that I have, for example?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I just get distracted and I just, you know, continue to do what I'm doing. So I think it's just distraction. I get, you know, a phone call here, blah, 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 whatever. So I get distracted. I have a lot of stuff in my head about wonderful things that I want to do, but I don't follow through. How's that?
Okay. So if you were sitting beside the two of us talking, let's say the two of us are having coffee right now together, and you have and you're also sitting as a third party observer and you're hearing yourself say these things, what kind of counsel or advice would you give to yourself?
Oh, well, that's why I'm hiring you. Come on. you know, I'm just not somebody who sets things on paper and follows through. I've never been that kind of person. I mean, I know it's a wonderful thing for certain kind of people, but it's just not. And I'm trying to think, what would I do? You know what? What I need to do is just as soon as we get off the phone, call somebody up and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing X, Y, and Z. You know, why don't you guys, you know, plan them, or would you like to be part of that? Let's work on it together. You know, and get somebody else involved in it so that I'll have somebody with me working on it that will kind of keep me focused on it. That's what it, because I love working with people. That's what keeps me going. If I have somebody saying, okay, hey, we're going to do X, Y, and Z, and together we're going to move forward, that helps me very much to move forward on stuff.
Okay.
Because my own devices, I go 50 million ways. I think of 50,000 ways of doing things. I'm total divergent thinker, and it just doesn't get anywhere.
Okay. So it sounds like you've hit on something that you feel will work to help you focus and create more of what you're describing that you want.
Yeah.
So can I take us back to the beginning when we said, when you said, yeah, I have these random thoughts and try to make sense of them. I'm trying to connect the dots. What's coming up for you now that we've had this conversation in that context?
Random thoughts are good, but I think I would like to take those thoughts and see if I can get other people who have an opportunity or want to get involved in some of my thoughts, get them into my thoughts so that they help me channel that into action.
Yeah.
Get other people in my thoughts. How's that?
Yeah. So Dulce, you're incredibly self-aware, as I know you, and yet you're always open to learning. As we're moving through this conversation, what's something that's coming up for you that you're shining the spotlight on right now?
I think I've been very comfortable doing stuff on my own and by myself, and that's not something that's necessarily good or bad. It's just that I've always been more with large groups of people or small groups of people or close friendships. And I think maybe this COVID thing has made me a little bit more of an introvert. And I'm longing to get out and, you know, do more stuff with people. And that people play a major role in who I am. And whatever I have accomplished in my life has been because I've had other people next to me that have pulled the best out of me and encouraged me and kicked my butt when I needed to be kicked. And I'm kind of missing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else about that?
Let's see. There are things I can do. I don't know. I've got to maybe think of other ways to be involved in people's lives and have them be involved in mine, other than talking on the phone or Zoom. And there are ways of doing that.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing is a recognition or a reaffirmation, if you will, that you're very people oriented, that I hear you saying that you do better when you co-create,
yeah,
if you will, right?
Yes.
I hear the word maximizing, intentional. What's your stake in the ground right now because of what we've been swimming around in here?
Well, you know what? I'm going to make a phone call right after we get off the phone here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's going to hold me responsible, and it's going to get me hopefully in a place where, you know, I have a co-creator. How's that? On I think that gardening project is one of them.
Hmm.
I mean, I have many others, but I think that's a good one because that's the one that I'm going to be working on in my house right now. And, you know, I have a very large yard, and as you know, and there are people who don't have that. And there are people who could use that as a way to escape from their everyday stresses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it may be a way for them to meditate, even though they may not be aware of it, give them an opportunity to get out of their everyday, whatever it is that's going on. Yeah, and maybe a way for them to connect with themselves, actually. I find that to be true for me with gardening.
Yeah. That sounds pretty focused. Sounds focused, it sounds firm. I hear your energy picking up. There's definitely a shift in your energy and in bringing things to a finer focus.
Yep.
Yeah. What's the best thing about this conversation for you?
The best thing about this conversation. Well, it's a place where I can bounce my random thoughts off of somebody else. I can... yeah, that's it. A place where I can think out loud. How's that?
I like that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So am I hearing you feel complete?
Oh yeah, I've got the number right here in front of me.
Okay. Thank you very much for allowing me to journey with you the past few minutes.
Yeah, thank you. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm going to sign off or?
Sure. We can. I think we can go mute and we'll wait for Jamie and Sherry to share what's happening next. Thank you so much.
Okay, great, Patty. This is Sherry. Thank you so much, and thank you to your client for that great coaching session.
Welcome.
Right. Yeah. So, Patty, how was that for you today to coach in front of the room here?
Oh, you know, it was great, because I think the minute that I started speaking with Dulce, I forgot everybody was there. It was nice to be able to lean into a sharing conversation like that. It took me right in there.
Yeah, that's what it felt like to me as I was listening. Yeah, beautiful. What a nice job. A couple things I noticed. I really noticed how you so easily and gracefully were always pointing your client back to herself this session. You asked her at some point, you'd gone along for a while, and you said, taking us back to those random thoughts and making sense of those, what's coming up for you now? Checking in with her around that. Mm-hmm. And then later you said, you know, as we move through this, what's coming up that you're shining the spotlight on? I love that question. What a great question. So you were just so good at doing that, at checking in with her, you know, what was happening for her and wanting to get the update. Is that something that is a natural thing for you to do as you're coaching, Patty?
Yes, I enjoy that very much. I believe that as coaches, we can all struggle with narrative, and I can, for one, get caught up in the narrative. And so I have intentionally redirected myself to ask myself, how does the client make meaning of this story, of her experience? And that has been very rewarding for me.
Yeah, really nice. So nicely done. Yeah, and also I was hearing you reflect back her words to her and mirror those back and make sure that that you were giving those back as you were hearing them so that she could hear them again. Yeah, really nice. And also, just as I mentioned that question about shining the spotlight, and also you ask, you know, what's your stake in the ground? So there were those lovely images or metaphors that that I think can be so helpful. So yeah, I thought that was so beautiful as well. Was there anything that was, well, let me ask you this, Patty, sort of what was going on for you internally? Would you share that with everybody? What, as you were coaching, and I know, you know, as you said, as soon as you got started, you sort of forgot the group was here, but what was happening for you as you were listening and as you were coaching? If you could give us sort of a peek inside. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So when I'm coaching, it is very easy for me to, I feel that I'm identifying with the client. And in this case, very much so, because I'm in the same space in life, if you will, that same emotional space of asking myself, how do I make this next chapter really count? And so one thing that I'm mindful of is that when I strongly identify with, I will actually notice what's mine, what's theirs, and what's ours. Mm-hmm. And that's when you may hear me ask questions to make sure that I clarify, because I'm actually putting my own stake in the ground saying, hold on, is this me or is this her? Let's be careful here. And I will actually feel a little bit of tenseness in my shoulders because I'm really leaning in to understand. And at that point, because I empathize quite highly, I can tend to lean right into the client if I don't make sure that I continue to make the distinction between us. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you were aware of that then in this session?
Yes. And in fact, there was one place where I immediately self-corrected after the words left my mouth. Notice that I said, what is the tension between your father's death and your mother's ailing health and where you are now? What I should have said was, what I wish I had said was, what is the connection there? Because I placed judgment by saying tension.
Okay, Great.
I feel that I did. Yeah. So in a way you could say, what's the creative tension, but that's somewhat esoteric. So I would like to have said, what is the connection there, and allow mm-hmm. her to place meaning on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just that awareness of the words we choose and the language, it's really important. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. great. It's really great. Thanks for sharing that.
Mm.
Jamie, do you have a question for Patty?
I do. I do. Thank you, Patty. What a great session to listen to.
Thank you.
You know, I was wondering how you prepare yourself for a coaching session. Do you have something that you do in particular to kind of get in that zone for coaching?
Yes, I actually do. I will actually physically get up from wherever I'm working and change to a different place because I feel as though I need to, even if it's shifting my chair to a different part of the room, I have a ritual where I actually go through leaving a spot to come into the space, if you will, by the way that I either shift my seat or my place in the office. And then I will very often do a breathing meditation for about a minute mm-hmm. and allow any thoughts that are floating through my head to just float on down the river. Sometimes when I'm having a particularly challenging day with chatter, Jamie, I will actually take a piece of paper and I will do what I call a brain dump, which is just writing whatever comes out of my brain and my hand. I don't mm-hmm. correct it. I just let it flow. And that's kind of like emptying my brain so that I can be more fully present. The other thing that I do is that if I'm coaching by phone, which I do sometimes, not all the time, if I don't have the benefit of seeing their faces, I will quite often put a picture of them up in front of me because I want to remember who I'm talking to. Not that I forget, but that it personalizes it even more for me and allows me to look at them, if you will, rather than just talking to a voice. I will sometimes do that as well.
Great. Wow. Great, great ideas. I love the idea of using the picture because sometimes we can't see our client. And for people who are more visual, it can feel really important to have that visual connection. I think that's a great idea. Mm. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sherry.
Mm, yeah. Thank you. I was loving everything you were talking about there, Patty, about just writing stuff out, getting it out of your head, putting it, then you can put it aside too. So yeah, really nice. Well, let's see if who else would love to chat with you, have a question, a comment, an acknowledgement. So everyone, you can go ahead and just unmute your line and talk with Patty. So who has something? A question, comment, acknowledgement?
Hi, this is Frank. Can you hear me?
Hi,
yes,
Frank.
Yes.
So first, everything sounded great. What a great concept of putting the person's picture if nothing else is available. So I really like that. So thanks for sharing that. It's a great tip. And it also made me think, this is more a question for Sherry, for those running this great program, by the way. Our company has become more virtual, so we do our coaching through Zoom, and we really try to encourage face-to-face video coaching. I wonder if you had thought for these unplugged sessions of making it a face-to-face video call between coach and client with us observing. And that's all. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, Frank. Yes, we have thought about that. We go back and forth with the choices that we make here. We want to always make the session really safe for the coach and client because it is such a large group here, observing. And so we want to create as kind of safe and intimate a place really as we can. And yeah, it's things that we do consider. I mean, we do consider bringing that, bringing the visual in as well. So thank you for the question, Frank.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, good. Who else has something for Patty?
Hi, this is Barb here.
Yeah, hi, Barb.
Hi. Thank you for this, Patty, and to your client. And I wanted to mention, I think it's two things. And as you were wrapping up, I appreciated how you said, what's your stake in the ground after you've been swimming around? So that was different than committing to your action steps or other ways of wrapping up around goals or task oriented. So that was grounding. And then Patty, the way you acknowledged your client, you said it sounds focused and firm, and I hear your energy picking up. So I could imagine that was an effective way of acknowledging you being with your client through this exploration. And last, what's the best thing about this conversation? Thank you for that.
Barb. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll just follow that up quickly before somebody else jumps in. Thank you, Barb. Because I was noticing your acknowledgments of your client as well, Patty. You know, you at one point you said you're incredibly self-aware, and you just really such a great enthuser, really, without going overboard, but really acknowledging and supporting your client by reflecting some of those things back. So is that something that, would you just talk a little bit about that and what's important about that for you?
Yes. And honestly, I might not make that statement with all clients. I may say you seem very self-aware around that piece, but Dulce is someone that I've known for a much longer time. And so I know her more as a person. And so I felt comfortable doing that. I would caution, you know, though, myself, I guess, in saying that generally I will not generalize to say you are someone that as such. I will more likely call out a behavior and tie it to that. I really like the way you did that. That was great self-awareness around that piece and so forth. So I think this is simply because of the relationship that we have, knowing each other for a lot longer, that I was able to feel that comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Great point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you. All right. Who else has a question or comment for Patty?
Joanna here. I had just a quick question.
Yes.
When you ask her to sit in that third place, and what advice she would give to herself, she had this reaction of, "Well, that's what I pay you for. That's why I'm here with you for." And I was curious, you know, how you felt when she did that, and what was going on for you when she did that.
I actually was quite comfortable with that. I don't know, Joanna, if you've ever had the experience that probably many of us on the call have this experience, and that is that we will have clients who say, well, just tell me what to do. I need your advice. What should I do? And so it's not uncommon that we get that. I think she was joking, as I think I know her, but we can get those clients who say that, and we have to redirect. And so for me, I just thought it was funny, and that we were going to move beyond that to get to having her observe herself. Very often, and I'm not going to guess this for her, I'm guessing this is not her case, but very often clients will deflect and say things like that or make jokes because they don't want to go to a particular place and have to think about it. I don't think that's her case, but I have had clients where that is the case. And so at that point, I notice it very still until they finish and they're just left with my question because I haven't said anything further if they've joked about it or if they've said, well, that's what I want your advice. So not uncomfortable for me, I guess, is the short answer.
That's great. Yeah, that was a great question, Joanna. Thank you. Okay, good. All right, who else?
Hi, this is Jen. Along with this earlier thread about acknowledging your clients, I was observing this question that she kept adding almost like a punctuation at the end of her statements of how's that? And I noticed you were very careful not to take that as a validating question and would simply respond with yes, seemingly more to acknowledge her. So yeah. I'm just curious if that question and her tendency to punctuate with that question is something that you've explored in the past, because I think, I know we all want to be careful about making sure that the client isn't, they're not there to please us, and that we don't want to enable that kind of thinking or reinforce that kind of thinking. So I was curious about that.
Exactly. Good to be curious about that. It could be that that's simply a way to say, okay, and there you go, that's my answer. Or it could be a way of deflecting, or it could be checking in saying, am I okay with you? Are you okay with my response? Which I don't think was her case, but you can have that client who asks because they want to make sure that that you can validate them, that they're okay in your eyes. In that case, Jen, and I have had a client in the past before, which again, I think is not the case today. I have had a client who does that and who has done that. And I have said, well, how are you with that? How are you with that? But I rarely get that. I think that that's part of setting expectations in the beginning and developing that trust. But in the early stages, as I say, I did have that client and she was pretty self-aware and laughed and said, well, I guess I'm looking for approval here. And I said, oh, so what about that? Let's dive into that. So we actually were able to work through it in that way. But if I were coaching, Jen, if I were coaching today's Dulce on a longer term basis and she continued with that punctuation, I would be curious with her about that. I'd actually check in.
Great. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you, Jen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks, Jen. Good. Great question. All right. Who's next?
Hi, this is Janneke. I would yes. like to go back. Yeah, hi, to the beginning, like when you were saying, like, brought her back to, like, that she was reflecting on her dad's death and mom's alien health. And I hear the word intentionality. And you said, what is, what is the connection? And you then, your presence silence, and you said, like, but you let her talk it out. Mm-hmm. And then you ask, so what's the most challenging thing for you to step into more intentionality? And that let her explore even deeper. And then she came to the wonderfulness that she wanted to share that. So it's like, I just love that whole part of your conversation, how you got deeper and deeper into the why it was important for her to come to more intention in her life. So thank you.
Thank you, Janneke. That's actually a favorite line of questioning of mine, and I'm glad you're highlighting that. I find that if I can help the client to explore deeper meaning, if I ask them extremes, what's the best thing about that for you? What's the most challenging thing about that for you? Notice I'm putting for you. I'm trying to bring them back to their experience. What's the riskiest thing in that for you? Because I find that it will help me actually deep dive with them very quickly. If I don't have the luxury of 10 sessions with a client and we've got to get to the meat of the matter, you can't just force it, but you can open a huge door by that line of questioning because they have to actually go to a different part of the brain to start exploring that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank mm-hmm. you.
Yeah, thanks, Janneke. Great notice. Thank you. All right. Who's next? comment, question, anything you want to bring forward and chat with Amy about. Sorry, not with Amy, I was with Patty. Sorry.
I like that name.
Hi. Hi. Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Patty. This is Caroline. I just have a quick question. Thank you for this. It was a beautiful session to listen to, and I really enjoy listening how you acknowledge the client. That was beautiful. One question came to me while you were talking to your client about, like she said, she has many thoughts coming to her mind and she wanted to act on some of them. And what came to me was like, it seems like she has so many ideas, how she's going to prioritize or decide which thoughts to go after or which ideas to go after. But you didn't go there. And I'm just wondering, is that a mistake on my part to bring something that is my agenda? Or is that something that could have been explored maybe? I'm just curious, what are you thinking when I say that?
Great question, Caroline. And, we could have gone down a couple of different paths, at least two or three. And I love that you highlight the random thoughts, because that is what she brought in at the beginning. And so I think, I hope what I did, I believe my recall is that I asked what the hardest thing about that was for her and having those random thoughts, because I wanted to bring some sort of order to the situation, some sort of focus. I needed to open a door somewhere and I wasn't sure where I would open it. And it opened into the random thoughts she had about her father's death and her mother's ailing health. So we could have gone a much different way. And that was just the door that opened up with the one question that I asked.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah, you did ask that, I remember. And I was like, exploring what the client could see as a challenge or, dealing with that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. That's very
Thank
helpful.
You. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks, Caroline. Good. All right. Who has another question?
Hi, this is Jamie. I've got another question for Patty. So Patty, you've been coaching for a while and we've all been coaching for a while. And what do you do to keep your coaching fresh? In other words, what do you recommend or in terms of just developing yourself as a coach?
What a great question, Jamie. Well, one of the things that I do is that I am careful about selecting programs and some sort of learning all the time for myself, such as your wonderful programs. You and Sherry have provided one of the latest wonderful things that I enjoyed doing, which was the Mentor Coach program. And I look forward to working more with both of you on other things. So relevancy is important to me, sharpening my skills to make sure that I'm not skill-wise. But also I think I generally will have a coach myself, because I recognize that potential can be endless. It's limitless if we choose to work on it. And if I'm not working on myself, then I'm not serving in the best way that I can serve my clients. And so I need to continue sharpening not only my skills, but myself as a person, my personal leadership in the way I conduct my life, in the way that I show up, and the meaning that I can make so that I can open my arms wider for my clients. So those are two things. And then I do appreciate belonging to professional associations that will keep me on the straight and narrow. And by that, I mean, I thrive in a framework if I am able to tap into resources that are, put in front of me, and any kind of learning environment and an environment where I can network with other coaches and learn from them. Learning is a big thing for me, and continuing to work on myself. so that I can show up as the best I can be. Those are some of the things that I do.
Yeah, great, great ideas. And I think, so as coaches, often we are on our own or just, you know, one-on-one with our clients. So what you said about just, you know, connecting, whether it's in a learning environment or through a professional organization, that we continue to be a part of that community and learn and grow that way. Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great question, Jamie. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Great. Thank you. All great ideas, Patty. So let's take, we have time maybe for one or two more questions. Who has a question for Patty or a comment or acknowledgement? Now is your chance.
Hi, this is Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you doing? That was a great session. It was so rich. There was so much going on. I was wondering, Patty, if you had had a little longer time, if you have a sense of where you might have gone further in that, with that client.
You know, Judy, that's a great question. There were a few doors that opened for me, and it was kind of like being at Disneyland, where I just didn't know where to hop because it was so... It was so great. I've noticed that Dulce said, I want to share my wonderfulness. Well, she was making lighthearted of it, but I believe that I was feeling that came from a spirit of abundance. Notice she used the word give several times. How can I give? How can I help? And notice her weight on people in her life and co-creating. And I think that would be a rich field in which to explore more. How do you really lift that up? How do you really? And I also notice as I'm telling you that I'm remembering the way the session began with, I have these random thoughts sometimes and I don't know, I'm older and I don't want to assume, because she did lead into her father's death and her mother's ailing health, but I'm older. Did that relate to the random thoughts she's having and what's going on with her mind right now? Or did that relate to her parents? I don't know. So more about the random thoughts that float through my head and I can't make sense of. I want to make sense of them, she said. I want to connect them to in some way that, you know, means something. And so I think that would be a deeper well as well. There were several things that, at least two or three things that I would go back to and explore more, because I feel like there's a lot of richness there behind those doors.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thanks, Judy. Great question. All right. And is there one more? All right. Great. Thank you so much, Patty, for your magnificent coaching today and having this conversation post-session with all of us.
Certainly so appreciate my pleasure you. Entirely. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. And I'm turning it back to Jamie.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Patty. And really great question answer with everyone. Appreciate your answers very much.
Yeah.
So next month, our Real Coaching Sessions call will be on Tuesday, November 10th at 2 p.m. Eastern with Nicole Beauregard, PCC. And of course, we're hoping everybody can join us. Once again, just a shout out to this amazing, wonderful community that gathers every month. Thank you for being a part of it. So now we will stop the recording and I will give the final code word.